The Atlantic girls wrestling team traveled to Council Bluffs last weekend for the Council Bluffs Classic Wrestling Tournament. Junior Haley Armstrong capped off a dominant performance, securing first place with a quick pin over Justice McBurney of Washburn. Armstrong, who is building on a strong season following a third place finish at the Iowa High School Girls State Tournament last year, made quick work of McBurney, pinning her in 50 seconds in the championship match. Head coach Mike Grieving was proud of Armstrong's grit in the quarterfinal match, which he believes was the most important match of her tournament.
Haley, another dominant performance through the tournament, having won that her first time at Council Bluffs Classic, experiencing a lot of different talent there. If there was a noteworthy match, that would have been her quarterfinals, where she wrestled against Raccoon River girl, who she wrestled and beat in Nevada. And so she was actually down 10-1. Going into third, and was able to pull out a pin and really work the top position.
In addition to Armstrong's success, her teammates also competed well. Sophomore Cadence Kinsey, wrestling at 115 pounds, finished in 12th place after suffering an injury in the quarterfinals match, while freshman Leah Thomas at 170 pounds took 11th place. The Trojans, with just three wrestlers, finished the tournament with 102 points. Grieving was happy with the team's great performance at the tournament.
Yeah, the whole group through the weekend was really quite amazing. We had three girls at 115. We had Cadence Kinsey at 170. We had Leah Thomas. And, of course, we at heavyweight, we had Haley Armstrong. Very difficult tournament. I would argue it's probably one of the toughest tournaments in the Midwest. Last weekend, we have over 64 teams from different states, Minnesota, Kansas. And so it's a quite an elite event, and for three wrestlers to do so well in the tournament was very, very pleasing to see. And and to be quite honest with you, I was surprised we did as well as we did, given the really stiff competition there. But they really did rise to the occasion in all cases.
The Trojans are having a good year so far in their first season, and big wins and solid wrestling performances will continue to boost the first-year program. With more girls joining the team as the season goes on, Grieving believes this season will pay dividends moving forward.
You know, we continue to grow the program. I think the junior high girls are looking at our success and are also involved in the practices. We have a youth program that look at, you know, they all look up to these girls and what they're doing. And I think it is inspiring a whole generation of young girls to look at what they can do and know that, hey, listen, this is a tough sport. I'm tough. I can do this, and that's really exciting, right? For me as a coach, and just as a general human being, to see girls flourish in the sport, no matter where they are, it's only gonna benefit them long term. It's creating strong, independent women down the road, and I just can't be more excited for that.
The Trojans will compete in the ADM Girls Invite on Saturday, December 21st. At the ADM High School, starting at 10 a.m. I'm Tyler Peterson reporting.